Today, we head 20 miles due west to Elmhurst for another edition of Your Hometown. Spend the day with us as we explore every corner of Elmhurst right here on WGN Radio.
And I think we've talked to so many people in Elmhurst. We've heard from so many of you, but this is the guy we've been waiting for. As we spotlight Elmhurst today, say hello to Mayor Scott Levin. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm doing fine, Lisa. Nice to talk to you guys.
Nice to talk to you. So what do you think the best thing is about Elmhurst? You've lived there well over 25 years, right?
I have. Well, obviously, the best thing is the people. We've got a very caring, wonderful community that we have more volunteer organizations than you could possibly imagine. We have a diversity of housing from you could buy a house for $300,000 or $3 million. We've got shops, a great downtown.
We've talked to a lot of people in your town today as we spotlight Elmhurst, and we've learned a lot, especially people who maybe don't jaunt through Elmhurst. You know, maybe it's not on their way home, but everybody's asking about some of the restaurants we've talked about. So when it gets warm, what should people look forward to in Elmhurst if they wanted to make that a destination? You as the mayor should know. What will people come for?
Well, I tell you, we've got about 65 restaurants in town, and there was sort of a plus and minus of COVID. Everyone went outside, and when I walk through downtown in summertime, it's like being in a resort town. All of the downtown city center restaurants had tables set up, lights set up, and it's a great town to walk around. I think beer is kind of a magic word here. We have a number of specialty brewing companies, Elmhurst Brewing Company, Beerheads. And we have a pedicab service you can ride around on. We have a free trolley that will take you through our three business districts throughout the summer. We have a farmer's market. A lot to check out here in Elmhurst.
That's really cool that you got a pedicab, because I don't see that in most of the suburbs.
Yeah, they just started about a year or two ago, and I'm not even sure a lot of people know about it yet, but it's kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's good because sometimes parking is tough, and if you want to get from point A to point B, or you're out having some beverages and you're not driving, it's a good way to get from one place to another. That's kind of fun. You also
Absolutely.
Have things to do in the cold weather. So what are people in Elmhurst doing right now?
Well, we have one of the only two YMC outdoor ice rinks in the nation, so people are outside skating. We're home to Elmhurst University, so we have the University Jazz Festival come up in February 24th through 27th, always packed with talent, bands from all over the country. And the university has a lecture series with seven lectures and featuring people like the Cardinal of Washington, D.C., and political commentator George Will. We've got two museums, an art museum, a history museum. We have a symphony. And, of course, sort of in the middle, we have the third largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the state, which will kick off on March 5th at noon.
Ooh, let's talk about that, because that's a lot of fun. And I'm sure that you get overshadowed by all the talk about the big Chicago parades, but it looks like you're going to beat them to the punch if you're doing it March 5th.
We always do it the week before the big Chicago parade. There were years when the Southside Parade wasn't held, so we could claim that we were the number two in the state. So if they're not doing it, we might be number two, but it's one of the most well-attended events, and the festivities go on for hours after the parade, so it's a wonderful event.
And what makes you want to be a mayor? I know by career choice you're a lawyer and litigator, correct?
That's correct.
And so what made you want to run and be the mayor of Elmhurst?
Well, you know, I like talking to people and meeting people. I feel like we're sort of the ombudsman. People, you know, talk to their government. You know, it's a small town. I'll be shopping in Jewel and walking downtown, and people come up to me and share their thoughts with me about what they think is good and what they think could be better in Elmhurst. And you know what's happening. You have some ability to work with our very fine city council to get things done, and we're very proud of a lot of the development that we've done in our community in terms of new development downtown and a lot of new stores coming in. So that's part of the thrill of it.
Mayor, do you know what Galentine's Day is?
I found out recently.
Because I see Elmhurst is going to have some Galentine's Day events, and I thought, I wonder if he even knows what this is, because if I asked my husband, he would say, no, I don't know what that is. So
I called your husband, and he told me what it was.
Galentine's Day, I'll explain to everybody, for single women, they get together. So you don't feel lonely on Valentine's Day. You get together with a bunch of gal pals and a bunch of friends, and you go out and have fun just like anybody else would. And I would imagine that some of the Elmhurst restaurants are going to be catering to that.
Well, there are. We have, as I say, 65 restaurants. We've got a couple of new ones that opened up. We have a Matinee, which is a new Japanese restaurant. We have a lot of shops, Maxine's, Kai and Kate, Uptown shops. So there's a lot of good shopping in Elmhurst. We were in the shadow of Oak Brook Mall, so we couldn't open any of the big box stores. We've always been a big destination for specialty shops, and that's why it's a good shopping downtown. We've got Kilwin's Confectionery, which is a 75-year-old business, but 7 years Elmhurst. If you're hardy enough, Kimmer's Ice Cream. A lot of great things downtown for the gals or the guys to go out and shop around. And, of course, we've got the York Theater, which is a historic theater that will be showing movies that day.
Yeah, Tom Higginson, the founder of the Plain White Tees, joined us today because he grew up in that area. He still lives and raises his child in Elmhurst, even though he's out touring as a big artist. And that's what he said. That's where he used to hide out. That's where he used to hang out. And that's one of his favorite places in Elmhurst. So thank you for being a part of our salute to Elmhurst today for your hometown. And we appreciate you doing what you're doing, because I know mayors of burbs don't get paid a lot of money. And often there are many headaches that go with that job. So thank you. And thank you for being a part of Chicago's Afternoon News.
My pleasure. Come out and visit us.